This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. Romans 4, 20 and 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. This is an amazing statement. If ever a man had reason to doubt the promise of God, it was Abraham. The context tells us that against all hope, he believed in hope. Against all natural hope, against all human reason, against all scientific evidence, against the history of the world. In spite of all the evidence, when God said, "Do you believe it?" he said, "I believe it." His hope was not founded on reasonable expectation, but on the promise of God. Abraham did not let his mind dwell on the impossibilities. I'm sure this does not mean that no moment of doubt or fear ever crossed his mind. Our mind never becomes so in tune with the mind of Christ that our ignorance never shows itself. Our mind never becomes so grounded in God that we never have misgivings. There will always be conflicts. Our faith becomes shaken and is put to great stress. But thank God, He enables us to gain the victory and conquer these evils that lurk in the hearts of men. Our verse does not teach that Abraham was strong in himself, but that God made him strong. He responded to the faithfulness and power of God, and this brought great glory to the eternal majesty on high. By his conduct and behavior, he showed the world he believed God could do what he said. That is an important point. Our lives, not just our words, are what speak the loudest. We say that we believe God, but when the chips are down, do we? Do we stagger and fall apart, or do we stand firm and strong in faith, giving glory to God? You can, you know. God gave Abraham the power to do it, and he can give it to you. He is ready, willing, and able. Believe God. Take him at his word. I know there are some who suppose that doubt is an evidence of humility. Nothing could be further from the truth. To doubt God's promise, his grace, mercy, and love, is to dishonor his name. It is to call him a liar, to question his word. Some will say, "I am not worthy," as though their worthiness is the ground upon which the grace of God is offered. Nonsense! If that were the case, no one could approach God. The good news is that God accepts the unrighteous, the unworthy, the sinner. Our waverings come mainly from our mistrust in the power of God. Therefore, we must not only believe him to be true, but that he is able to do what he has promised. This vital Bible verse is just one of 60 carefully selected scriptures that are contained in our scripture memory course. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.